Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Vice Admiral Justin D. McCarthy, or Dan, Director of Material Readiness and Logistics for the United States Navy. Good morning, Admiral.
Good morning, Al.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Bob Reeb. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Al.
Admiral, let's start by giving our listeners an overview of your organization within the Navy, the Material Readiness and Logistics.
Well, collectively, we represent about a third of the Navy's budget overall that we're responsible for. We do that through a series of six primary divisions that control fleet readiness, shore readiness, strategic sea lift, environmental readiness, and logistics transformation initiatives. And that's fundamentally what we're focused on, logistics and readiness, as the title implies, but on a broad spectrum of activities that support those functions.
Can you tell us a little bit more specifically about your role as director?
Well, as you might expect, most of my time tends to be focused at the senior levels, interfacing with Chief of Naval Operations, my counterpart division directors across the Navy, and interface with joint staff and partner nations that we deal with. As the head of the organization, much as a corporate level staff individual, I'm focused on the strategic elements of where we're headed in the future and how that relates to delivery of logistics and readiness support for our Navy.
Admiral, you've had an incredibly distinguished career, supply officer of four ships, chief of staff for logistics, fleet supply and ordnance, PAC fleet, and a variety of leadership roles within DLA. Can you tell us about these positions and what has enabled your success with the Navy?
Well, one of the things that's unique about the Navy is the broad perspective of skills and opportunities that it provides. I've been extremely blessed by a series of tours throughout my career that have enabled me to experience what I would call that to the fullest extent. My success, I would attribute primarily to two things. One, a tremendous group of folks that have supported me over the years, civilian, military, officer, enlisted, reserve and active duty, as well as a family that has tolerated a career of tremendous mobility and challenge. And those two factors, I'd say, have been the critical components of success in this business. But it has been and continues to be just an exciting career that I don't know of any comparable career that would provide the opportunities that have been provided in the Navy to me.
Admiral, just to change pace a little bit, we understand you serve on the board of the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. Can you tell us a little bit about this organization and how long you've been involved with it?
I'd love to. I have been a member of the board of directors for Navy Marine Corps Relief Society for approximately 5 years now. The society itself is a supporting society and a critical member of our Navy and Marine Corps family. It is a nonprofit organization supported primarily through contributions from within the Navy and Marine Corps families. It is dedicated to the well-being of military members, their families, and retired military members. And it's primarily done through financial aid and counseling. And the objective of the society is really to foster the financial independence of the members. And so consequently, when individual service members find themselves in financial difficulty, could be related to natural disasters such as Katrina recently, was certainly an element of that. Could be that they're just in experiencing financial hard times in any given point in time. The society is there to try and help them through that and then help them become more financially responsible so that they can subsist on their own in the future. We have a dedicated group of volunteers that are positioned around the globe, really, where our Navy and Marine Corps is stationed, and that's the primary workforce of the society. It's a volunteer organization. They have a small core staff that is a professional staff, but we depend heavily on volunteer folks from within the Navy and Marine Corps family that make it all come together.
We understand also that you were recently recognized as a distinguished alumnus by the Naval Postgraduate Academy. Can you tell our listeners about the NPA and your experience there?
Yeah, the Naval Postgraduate School is an institution that was founded actually the year I was born, in the mid-40s. We'll go that far, okay? And it provides a postgraduate degree level. It's accredited institution, education for military members, international representatives. We have about 30 countries that typically have students at the postgraduate school. As well as a small group of civilian personnel. What's unique about the Navy Postgraduate School, the Naval Postgraduate School, is that it is focused on defense-related application of what would otherwise be commercially applicable degree programs. Heavy emphasis on science and technology at the school, so a strong engineering, math, physics, and science programs, but also including business administration, information technology type programs. And typically about 1,500 students are resident at the postgraduate school at any given point in time. My personal experience, I had a tremendous opportunity back in the mid-70s to attend the postgraduate school personally and was granted a master's degree, master of science degree in business administration. Since then, I have continued my relationship with the postgraduate school in various venues, principally as a guest lecturer from a variety of topics, from financial management to most recently transformation management and participation in our senior executives business course that we do for newly promoted flag officers and senior executives and senior enlisted personnel within our Navy. And it was through that latter continuing relationship that I was recognized as a distinguished alumnus, and I'm very proud of that.
How is the Navy involved in the War on Terror? We will ask Director of Material Readiness and Logistics, Vice Admiral Dan McCarthy, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.